cliff, JP gave it an extra kick in the ass. Because every time a mortgage in America went kablooey, JP made another buck. Altogether, he made 5 billion bucks. More money than any human since the pharaohs. Here's how he did it. In 2007, JP cut a deal with the bankers at Goldman Sachs. Goldman had lined up some schmucks, big European banks, and pension funds. Goldman told the schmucks that they and JP together would buy billions of dollars of something called CDOs, which stands for Synthetic Collateralized Debt Obligation Derivatives. If you don't know what a Synthetic Collateralized Debt Obligation Derivative, CDO, is, you're not a billionaire! Think of these derivatives as a kind of insurance on home mortgages. If the mortgage goes bad and someone loses their home to foreclosure, the insurers must pay. What Goldman didn't tell the schmucks providing insurance is that JP was secretly betting against these very mortgages. JP was the secret beneficiary of the insurance policies. JP was the one who would collect the insurance if the mortgages went to hell. It's kind of like an arsonist buying fire insurance on buildings he sure will burn down. JP even helped pick out the mortgages that the schmucks would insure. He deliberately chose the subprime mortgages with horrible interest rates, like the one sinking the Pratt family. These stinking bags of mortgages were packaged into securities, those collateralized debt obligations. Within a year, the stinking bags of mortgage securities went down the toilet, losing 99% of their value as homeowners went bankrupt. The schmucks paid out billions, collected by JP. The U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission brought charges against JP's assistant, a French kid who translated JP's sales pitch. Goldman Sachs got charged with fraud and paid a $500 million fine. The mortgage market imploded and foreclosures exploded. And JP, lots of folks assumed he'd go to prison. No. The politically connected JP kept the whole $5 billion. He's not in jail. He's living large.
Wow.
That's Ed Asner. There are a lot of interesting performers in this film.
Come on, listeners. Come on, answer up. This is vital information. This is so interesting, and it's vital to know. You may be able to avoid some catastrophe using the knowledge of this. You know, it reminds me of the 60s. We used to say, due to lack of interest, tomorrow has been canceled. Come on, are you like these people from the 60s? The phone lines should be overwhelmed. They should be overwhelmed with calls. Come on, dial up 516-620-3602. See the performance Ed Asner gives. You got to see the visual that goes with
these. I know. The visuals are some of them are hilarious, some of them are stunning, but they're very impactful because it really does give you the sense of what's taking place here, where there's very, very few people who are in a very profound way impacting our world. So we're talking about the environment with the pipelines and the fracking and the treaties. We're talking about global conflicts with the, like for instance, they're looking for politicians that are going to undermine the government of Argentina. We're talking about the defrauding of people of their votes. It's amazing. We all see it, but this really does lay it out for you. 1, 2, 3, ABC. And we're asking you to show your support for WBAI so this kind of information can continue to make its way into the public domain. Because without this, in very short order, I was going to say the United States will be fascist, but I think it's already fascist.
Well, yeah.
But, I mean, there's an opportunity at this point to still turn it around, to still grab the criminals before things get any worse. The number is 516-620-3602. It's a pledge of $75. And we thank you with this gift. It's really a thank you gift because what you're supporting is the radio station.
You could have this for your family, for your friends who may be undergoing a foreclosure or near the threat of such. And they could use this at least to understand what's happening, why, to understand the why behind this crisis, this economic crisis that we're in.
Well, yeah, I think it's more important. I agree it's important to understand the why, but it's also important to stop it.
Absolutely.
Because, I mean, the level of exploitation that's taking place and people are being impoverished throughout all of these episodes in which the resources are being sucked out of these corporations like the auto industry in Detroit, and the government is being defrauded and held what did he say it was, you know, demanding payment in order to save the auto industry, and then they went ahead and closed the plants anyway and sent the jobs overseas. So really, it's like people are being convinced to vote against their own self-interest because of this frothing up of fear and this frothing up of racism and hatred. So this is all part of the game. You know, they pump it up. They have a candidate such as Trump who gets out there and sows hatred and fear. And then we have the people behind the scenes who are actually Trump's advisors, by the way, who are manipulating and manipulating and manipulating because of the real traitors, I would say, who are ending up in Congress as a result of this massive money input into their campaigns and into their careers, doing the bidding of these money changers at the top of the food chain. And who suffers? We do. You and I suffer. And this is why we need WBAI. This is why we need to be here to be able to work in against this, to work towards another direction, to be able to inform people of what's happening. And really, you know, the age when Martin Luther came on the scene in order to fight for, excuse me, for liberties and voting rights, the massive response to that, we may very well need to do this again. I'm very serious because this is not small what's being displayed in this film. It's a big deal to see what's happening and what has happened to all Americans, but most specifically to people of color with regard to voting rights. And I would like to pay a little bit further down in the film, and it really speaks to why this is happening. And it's because of the changing demographic. It's the changing demographic of this country. So it's to the point where the only way that these extreme right-wing Republicans or extreme right wing of any party can win an election is to buy the election. And this has been going on for generations of presidencies, generations of Congress. And we wonder, how did things get so bad? And we, certainly I, have been looking out at the landscape and saying, what's wrong with these people? Why are they electing these, you know, these exploiters into office? And the truth is that they're not being elected. People's votes are being disenfranchised. And so this has to be stopped. And the only way it's going to be stopped is if a significant number of the voting population becomes educated about exactly what is happening. And that is the only way. And this is why we need for you to support WBAI with your phone call, 516-620-3602, 516-620-3602 is your number to call, and make that pledge of support. For your $75 pledge, we thank you with a copy of the DVD, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy. The number is 516-620-3602. Your $75 pledge can be honored with your cards, credit card or debit card. You may ask for an invoice and send a check or money order. Excuse me. And you can even honor that pledge by installments. But please do make that phone call. Show your support for WBAI. Show your support for this program. We're moving into the space of Jim Freund and Hour of the Wolf. We started out with Heart of Mind, Earth at Midnight. And these are programs also that are valuable, but we need your support as well. I know it's difficult for sometimes to get to the phone or to do it, what needs to be done, but we're asking you to make that effort, to make that phone call and to show your support. The number is 516-620-3602, 516-620-3602. And we are asking you to pledge $75. And we thank you with a copy of the DVD, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, produced by Greg Palast and his team. That number again is 516-620-3602. So I'm going to, I guess, play another clip. Let's see what we can come up with.
By the way, you know, it's interesting that with the Wells Fargo is another example of the finance, the banks. John Stamets, well, he was made to pay, give back $41 million. That we did, I think Amy Goodman had played the interview, the commentary that Senator Elizabeth Warren was talking to John Stamets about his financial dealings. And eventually he had to give back that money. So this could be a film that could produce that effect, to turn around, to make these people answer up for what they're doing. But we need to see it. You need to get it, and you can show it to your friends, family. So come on, listeners. Phone up, 516-620-3602.
That's right, 516-620-3602. And we're asking for you to make that pledge of support for $75 to support and sustain WBAI, to allow this radio station to continue its work, its mission to challenge the status quo, to bring truth to power, and most importantly, to empower you, as you are really the ones who can make the difference, that can go to the courthouse, that can go to the Capitol, that can write, that can put through your votes. That number is 516-620-3602. We're going to play just a little bit more.
For voters of color in the USA, voting has become some kind of crazy obstacle course. First, don't get purged, don't get caged. Then, drag yourself to the single black voting station and wait for 5 hours. Oops! Wrong ID. Go back home. Fill out absentee or provisional ballot. Don't miss the bubble or it gets thrown in the garbage.
Oh, come on, baby. Let's do it. Come on.
We can do it.
Come on.
You got it. You got it.
So how do they get away with it, creating these obstacles to voting? Easy. The Kochs and their minions, like the Heritage Foundation, they yell voter fraud, and the media eats it up.
Voter registration fraud.
Voter fraud.
Voter fraud.
Fraud.
Voter fraud.
Voter fraud.
Vote fraud.
Voter fraud.
To sell the nonsense of mass voter fraud, they've built a hysteria factory. They claim there are millions of dead voters.
Adolf Hitler. Yes, that name has now appeared on an Ohio voter registration card.
Felon voters, ghost voters, alien voters.
In 2010, there were approximately 50 Somalians stealing my vote.
Listen to me! They're not human! Can't you see? Everyone! They're here already! Join me!
And now, double voters.
Probably over 1 million people that voted twice in this election.
The double voting accusation is old stuff. Birth of a Nation, 100 years ago, the most influential film of its time, depicted white actors in blackface sneaking in a second ballot. It praised the Ku Klux Klan for saving the South from black rule. The film helped the Democratic Party block the passage of a federal law to stop lynching. By 1968, 3,446 black people were hung from trees and bridges. Today, they don't use hanging ropes to get rid of black voters. It's now lynching by laptop. And the Knight Rider's white sheets have turned into spreadsheets. So I quit. I give up. I can't stop the electronic lynchings, and I can't stop the vultures stealing lives. Because once again, not one American network, not one American newspaper would agree to run this story of cross-check, nor the story of billionaires crushing Delphi, nor let me expose the con called American democracy. My work is banished to Britain and abroad. No one in America will get this story. So forget it.
Actually, Pacifica get the story. And we're sharing it. And we've been opening the doors. We had the showing, which was a really wonderful thing. But also, you know, Greg has been very, very good to Pacifica as well, offering the proceeds of that film showing to the station, also allowing us to offer it, even, you know, the movie is new, right out, but it's important that this story be told. It's important that people get this information because it affects the very quality of our lives. It affects everything about our lives. So please make that phone call, 516-620-3602. Make a pledge in any amount to support WBAI, to show how important this program is, the two programs that are spanning the space of this offer are the Heart of Mind, Earth at Midnight, hosted by myself, Catherine, Paulette with Matt, and also Hour of the Wolf with Jim Freund. So when you make a donation, it really does go to show the radio powers that be that there is a value to the programs that you hear past that twilight hour, that bewitching hour. We want to bring you something that's relevant and important, and we are also asking you to support the radio station because, yes, we do tell this story and many stories like it that have a deep impact on our very lives, on the quality of our lives. When the level of voter disenfranchisement is so high and so deep that it's actually making it possible for elected officials to be bought and paid for the turning over of legislative bodies state by state and nationally. It allows for, exploitive business investors to create situations in which people lose their jobs, lose their homes, and lose their right to vote so that they have no voice in the matter. But WBAI is your voice, and when you support this radio station, you are voting for a better future. You are voting for an opportunity to unite with your fellow citizens to change this situation. It must be changed. These people must be taken out of the scene politically, and they need to be behind bars, which is where they belong. Return the money. Return the money. Billions and billions of dollars sucked away from all of the citizens of this country. But in truth, our liberties and freedoms, hard fought for, are being completely rolled back in this process. The number is 516-620-3602. Make that phone call as we come to the last few moments of this offering. We're asking you to show your support. 516-620-3602. You can make a pledge of $75 for the DVD, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy. You can pledge it to $25 level to become a member of WBAI. You can be a WBAI buddy and just give what you can, $10 a month, to help sustain the station. Or for those of you who have the means, make a pledge of $100, $500, $1,000. It means that you're investing in the future of liberty and true sovereignty here in this nation. It counts. It matters what you do. The number is 516-620-3602. We'll try to give you a little bit more in these last few moments. Can't play it all. It's a great film, and we're asking you to support this work.
And remember, you'll see the visuals behind what you're hearing, which is really, really complete.
It's compelling. It's a beautiful, beautiful film. I agree.
See how John Paulson lives one of these big bashes that he gives at all these people, and how much his mansions, his 70-room condos, you know.
I know. It's amazing.
Amazing.
And it's like, these folks are fully aware of the exploitation that they're putting out, but people such as you and I are made to believe that, well, we are not capable of pulling ourselves up to that, to any level of competence or efficiency, but the deal is set. The game is stacked, and it's time that there be a level playing field. Let's play the last few moments. 516-620-3602.
Becoming a have and have not situation and taking away the access to vote, that's like a heart attack. It's like an artery being clogged.
And whether it's cross-check, alien voter purges, fake felon lists, or absentee ballot games, it seems like almost all the vote suppression victims have one thing in common. But exactly how does CrossCheck target voters of color?
We did a deep dive into the data, and we found lots of interesting findings, such as that the most common surnames hit at an incredibly high rate. God forbid that your last name is Garcia, of which there are 858,000 in the United States, and your first name is Jose or Joe or Joseph, because you have probably are suspected of voting in 27 states.
If your name is Jackson, it's likely you're African American. 90% of all Washingtons are black. Garcias, 91% Hispanic. And Kim, 94% Asian.
There is an ethnic bias we discovered in the states we looked at in detail in the cross-check list. And it basically, it says Asians, Hispanics, and African Americans are overrepresented. 20% of the minority voters in those states are on the cross-check list. That is, to me, is flabbergasting.
The racial bias in the list would make a Klansman's heart go pitter-pat. So Republicans love their cross-check. Is it because it captures double voters or because it captures voters of color?
So I can't tell you what the intent was. I'm a data guy. I can only tell you what the outcome is, and the outcome is discriminatory against minorities.
A cheap, racist vote suppression trick? I thought so. But then I found Maria Hernandez.
What it says here is that Maria Isabel Hernandez of Georgia voted a second time as Maria Christina Hernandez of Louisiana.
Clearly.
Is this something?
Obviously.
Do Hispanics vote consistently more than one time? Are there literally hundreds? According to these documents, there are literally hundreds of thousands of Hispanics voting several times.
Yeah, it's been this like big, outrageous plan that we've all been working on since childbirth to like make sure that we all had similar names so that we could vote multiple times across states. That's like been the big, major plan of how we were going to take over this country. You're talking about
rulers of the nations as you fuss and fight over who owns this or that and who has the right to design, build, sell and store and fire all the bombs and guns to defend your holy empire. There are children hungry, children sick and dying. There are mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers crying. They're only pawns in your play of power and corruption. Slowly starve them, your new weapon of mass destruction. And prove to me, America, that you care. And prove to me, America, you're aware. Who's dying for your freedom in this land? Who pays the cost for the liberties you demand? Is it for freedom or our comfort and convenience? Is it to profit for big business we pledge our allegiance? Are we prisoners in the land of the brave and the bold? Held by indifference or hearts grown hard and cold? And prove to me, America, that you care. And prove to me, America, you're aware. Who's dying for your freedom in this land? Who pays the cost for the liberties you demand?
And that was Sarah Thompson. Is It for Freedom? And it's from her CD, Somewhere to Begin. And what we're asking for you is somewhere to begin, but also somewhere to end this program. As we move to the next, you have an opportunity to call and make your pledge of support, 516-620-3602, 516-620-3602. Your $75 pledge will go a long way towards making this new day, new world possible. 516-620-3602. Stay tuned. Coming up, a series of programs to entertain and also to encourage you to support WBAI.
Welcome to Sojourner Truth. Thank you for staying with us. This is your host, Margaret Prescott. Today, U.S.-Cuba relations have seen a seismic shift. There is now a Cuban embassy on U.S. soil and vice versa. But the decades-long trade embargo against Cuba continues. Today, we look beyond the rhetoric behind the historic hostile U.S.-Cuba relations, and we look at Cuba's broader role in the world, specifically Cuba's role in ending apartheid in South Africa, in freeing Nelson Mandela, and supporting African independence struggles, including ending colonialism in Africa. We live in a global world. We're all interrelated. So on Sojourner Truth, we work to bring directly to you news and views on local, national, and international policies and stories that affect us all. And we draw out how those of us most impacted, women, communities of color, and other communities are responding. We also discuss the interrelationship between art and politics. And now let us go to today's show and today's focus. U.S. and Cuban officials signed an agreement to restart commercial flights between the countries, and Obama approved an American factory to be opened in Cuba, the first in over 50 years. I wonder what the wage level is going to be there. U.S. films and television shows also can now be shot in Cuba. And last year, President Obama and President Raul Castro met twice in September and April. Their meeting in April was the first in half a century between the U.S. and Cuba. And of course, last year, the U.S. Embassy was opened in Havana and the Cuban Embassy reopened in Washington, D.C. But the trade embargo is still in place. President Obama has said he would like it lifted, but the Republican-controlled Congress, well, they're resisting. Raul Castro has said relations between the U.S. and Cuba will not return to normal until that decades-old trade embargo is lifted. And the Cuban government also wants Guantanamo Bay land returned to Cuba. But today, we're going to be looking at the rhetoric behind the historic hostile U.S.-Cuba relations, and we're going to take a look at Cuba's broader role in the world. You know, people in other parts of the world, in the Caribbean region, on the continent of Africa, even in some parts of Europe, have quite a different view of Cuba than those of us in the U.S. have. I mean, in the U.S., we have had so much negative rhetoric about Cuba, about their revolution, and the impact of the anti-Castro Cubans in Florida and in other parts of the country have had a huge influence. President Obama, of course, was up against some of that in making his moves, historic moves, in relation to Cuba. But we're going to focus specifically on Cuba's role in ending apartheid in South Africa, his role in freeing Nelson Mandela and supporting African independence struggles, including ending colonialism in Africa. Now, this is a story that is very hidden in the U.S. And we are in Fund Drive today, and I'm really delighted to be able to offer you again the film Cuba, An African Odyssey. I'll tell you the importance of this film. This film has no U.S. distributor. And the film is just incredible. It's a two-part film, hours of material, the archival material, unlike anything I have ever seen about the liberation movements in Africa and Cuba's role in supporting those liberation movements, even shots of Che Guevara in the Congo. He was in Congo. There was a failed attempt. He went in there trying to assist the revolutionaries in the Congo and supporters of Patrice Lumumba, but he had to get out of the Congo because everybody was concerned. They didn't want Che Guevara dying in the Congo, being killed in the Congo. It's just an incredible film by Jihan El Tahari. And if you want a genuine copy of that film, to get it online is over $300. I think it was, last I saw it was $385 or some such to get a copy. That's not a bootleg copy. That's just the original and the real thing with the incredible, incredible footage. We are offering that up today. The pledge level is $150. So I'll need 20 people calling and pledging. At the $12.50 a month level, that's about a lunch a month, stretch out over 12 months to meet our goal of $3,000 for this hour to get this film. No U.S. distributor, okay? And there's a reason for that. I suggest if you have this film already or if you don't have it, I want to make a special appeal to people who are listening right now who have never pledged before. Get this film. And I also suggest that you get a copy of this film and send it to the White House. Send it to the Obama daughters. Okay. I don't know if he's seen this film, but he certainly should see it.
The number is 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. Or go to give2wbai.org.
I want to go on now to a clip from Cuba, An African Odyssey, and it has to do with what happened with Patrice Lumumba. Patrice Lumumba, young African leader, the Congo had achieved independence in 1960 after more than 50 years of colonial rule by the Belgians. Patrice Lumumba was a revolutionary. He was the hope not only of the Congo, but of the entire of the global South. He was for African unity. And your tax dollars, the CIA, with the complicity of Belgium, arranged to assassinate Patrice Lumumba. Where would Congo be today if Patrice Lumumba had not been assassinated? Let us go now to that clip about the U.S. sending in the CIA and U.N. troops and the killing of Patrice Lumumba.
Eisenhower decided to send the CIA into action.
I received a message saying that people were in Washington were highly concerned about the activities of the prime minister, and that they hoped that he would go, you know, there would be a change in the government. The next thing I knew, I received a cable saying that someone by the name of Joe would arrive in Leopoldville, and I was to take my instructions from him. And the instructions were that I was to remove him physically from, in other words, assassinate Lumumba. I asked first, whose instructions are these? And he said, they've come from President Eisenhower. The president wanted this done, and I was to put together these poisons and bring them out to you. One of the poisons was a tube of toothpaste that had a poison in it. So that if he'd brushed his teeth with it, that would have been the end of the man. All of these things I put in my safe because I didn't want them lying around the office. Somebody may say, may I use your toothpaste? I felt that I had some pretty good operations going, and in the long term, my operations would achieve the objective of removing Lumumba from office, but not killing him.
The Congo plunged into utter chaos. In the confusion, two separate secession movements broke away from Lumumba's government. The country desperately needed to be brought under control.
The United States started to worry about it because the Soviets were backing Lumumba. So President Eisenhower said, well, we may have to use NATO there to keep the Soviets out. But finally, cooler heads prevailed, and they asked the UN Security Council to send a peacekeeping operation to the Congo. President Eisenhower made some very basic policies which are still in existence today. And he said that if there are troubles in Africa, we don't want to have to send troops there. Or Europeans should not send troops. It should all be done by the UN.
Lumumba thought that the arrival of the UN peacekeepers would help him bring stability. He was wrong. The UN mission provided the missing ingredient to oust his government. Lumumba had just promoted his personal secretary, Joseph Mobutu, to Army Chief of Staff. Mobutu was to coordinate with the UN troops to stop the country's descent into anarchy. Instead, he turned to Larry Devlin.
Mobutu said that the army was very unhappy with the prime minister because he was turning the army over to the Soviets. He wanted to mount a coup d'etat, but there was one condition. They had to know that they would have the support of the United States government. I had tried and failed to achieve by legal means what they wanted. The United States government wanted, so I stood up and shook his hand. Finally, it took me a while to do this, and said, I guarantee you the support of the United States government. And the coup will take place within a week, and it did.
UN troops were supposed to protect the independence of Congo, but they would not allow the Congolese troops, which were loyal to Lumumba, to operate. The mission of the United Nations troops was misused to topple the regime of the government of Lumumba, or at least not to protect Lumumba.
On Mobutu's orders, Patrice Lumumba was sent to his death. It was barely 6 months since Congo celebrated independence.
The number is 516-620-3602.
That is from a film that there is no U.S. distributor, and there's a reason for it. It exposes the U.S. complicity in the assassination of that great young African leader, Patrice Lumumba, a young man shot down with the complicity of the CIA and the Belgians. Now, we know that there's genocide going on in the Congo today, around 7 million people killed in the Congo. Congo is one of the wealthiest nations in terms of mineral wealth on the planet. Cell phones could not exist without the mineral wealth found in the Congo, television sets, the uranium that's found in the Congo for nuclear weapons. There are proxy wars going on now in the Congo to support the lifestyle of those of us living in the U.S. and living in Europe. And they had to get rid of Patrice Lumumba because he was a threat to all of that.
The number is 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602.
Please help us to spread the word, this amazing two-hour film, Cuba, An African Odyssey. Just to get a real copy of this film online, a true copy, will cost you close to $400. I have special permission to be able to be offering that to you today at the pledge level of $150. That means I need a number of you calling and pledging at $150 in order to make our goal of $3,000 for the hour.
The number is 516-620-3602. Or go to give2wbai.org.
I want to go back quickly now to some more clips from Cuba, An African Odyssey, but I could tell you to go online and purchase a real copy of this film. It's going to cost you close to $400. There's no U.S. distributor. Get this material and find out why there's no U.S. distributor. Find out the real story about Cuba and the role that they played in the liberation and ending colonialism in South Africa and freeing Nelson Mandela and much more. It is said that up to 10,000 Cubans died on African soil fighting for African liberation. This is a very important part of the history. I need at least 20 people calling and pledging $12.50 a month for us to make our goal. Cuba, An African Odyssey DVD, no U.S. distributed. It's a two-hour film. Oliver Stone's Looking for Fidel DVD, that's going to be a classic. The award-winning filmmaker Oliver Stone sitting down with Fidel Castro.
The number is 516-620-3602.
I now quickly want to go on to another clip about Cuba, An African Odyssey, about Cuba's actions that changed the face of the African continent, about the revolution in Portugal, about Angola and the liberation movements there, and the involvement of the superpowers, including the U.S. and South Africa, and Cuba's role. Let's go to that clip now.
Amilcar Cabral's rebellion in Guinea-Bissau dealt a serious blow to the last colonial empire. But it was the scale of Fidel Castro's military involvement in Angola that would change the face of the continent. In 1974, the Carnation Revolution in Portugal brought down the dictatorship. Guinea-Bissau was the first colony to be granted independence, and Mozambique quickly followed. Angola was the empire's gem, from where most of the colonial wealth had come. Ending colonial rule there was not going to be simple. Agostinho Neto of the MPLA had since the early 60s firmly allied his movement with the Eastern Bloc. Like Lumumba and Amilcar, his struggle against colonialism had quickly won Cuban military support. The Angolan liberation struggle had been more complex from the start. Other than Neto's MPLA, Angola had two other rival anti-colonial movements. Holden Roberto's FNLA was based in the north of the country and received arms and training from the U.S., mainly via Mobutu in Zaire. Jonas Savimbi's UNITA was based in the south, and they too got American support, which was mainly channeled through apartheid South Africa.
Who will be the first president? There was no agreement.
The Alvor Agreement vaguely outlined the transition, but the shaky deal did not provide a solid basis to overcome the years of mutual hatred. It needed no more than a spark to revive the fighting. Each faction tried to gain control of the capital. Whoever held Luanda on the night of November 11th would be officially recognized by the outside world as the legitimate government of Angola. As the fighting intensified, the superpowers stepped in to fan the flames. This was no longer a civil war in the far corner of Africa. The crisis quickly turned into a full-blown superpower confrontation, where Angola was no more than the battlefield.
This struggle in Africa broke out after Vietnam. The United States was highly sensitive at the time to the fact that it had been driven from the field in Vietnam and that a period of American weakness to secure geopolitical gains elsewhere. if the MPLA achieved power with its strong connections to the Cubans and to the Russians, you would see the first serious physical penetration of the East Bloc into African affairs. And we regarded that as a strategic threat. We provided arms and financing to hire mercenaries, provide trainers, provide weaponry to Roberto's armed elements, and through Mobutu, that equipment and funding was put before the FNLA.
Not only the Americans were keen to contain the possible Soviet influence in the region. To the south of Angola, apartheid South Africa was eyeing developments with concern.
Communism, as far as South Africa was concerned, was a real threat. A threat in the sense of dictating, taking over the whole of the country. And we couldn't have that situation here in South Africa, that they could come through and instigate and plant the ideology of Marxism here in southern Africa. And that meant we're the next target, we're the cherry on the cake.
The South African Defense Force decided to move into Angola.
That phase was a phase of guns and the money. You don't have guns and money, you don't have power. You can have dreams. You don't have, you have no guns, you have no money, no politics.
The scheduled date for independence was approaching fast. With U.S. logistical support, the FNLA troops, accompanied by soldiers from Mobutu's regular army, advanced from the north. UNITA soldiers, along with the South African army, moved up from the south. The MPLA, despite receiving consignments of Soviet weapons, suddenly found itself at a disadvantage. This was not to be another covert operation like those Cuba had conducted in Africa throughout the 1960s. Fidel had decided to engage overtly in Angola. Cuba's elite special forces were dispatched along with 35,000 foot soldiers to help Neto's men. Operation Carlota guaranteed that Cuba would play a major role on the Angolan battlefield.
We were worried about Cuban involvement because at that stage, the talks about limitation of strategic weapons were taking place. There was talk about Brezhnev's visit to the United States, which never took place, by the way, after this episode.
My assumptions then were that the involvement of the Cubans was Russian driven. It took me years later to reach a different conclusion, that the Cubans played to bring the Russians in support. That news reached Washington in the summer of 75, and I remember it was greeted with considerable concern. This is the first time foreign military forces had been introduced onto the continent of Africa since the colonial period back at the turn of the century. First time. We felt at that point that it was necessary to face this Cuban issue head on, square on.
Cuba is a red flag in the United States because anything that Cuba does, we hate. So when they sent troops to Angola, we had no choice but to say this is the end of détente, even though the Soviets really were not responsible. To see Cubans operating anywhere outside of Cuba was something that we considered a defeat for the United States.
Now, that was the CIA station chief in Congo, Devlin, that you just heard breaking down the U.S. role. This is an incredible film. There is no U.S. distributor for this film. To go online and try to get a real copy of this film is close to $400. The pledge level today is $150. It's Cuba, an African Odyssey by the brilliant filmmaker Jihan El-Tahri. This is a available only here for the Sojourner Truth audience. And here is the deal. I've got to raise another $2,500 by the top of the hour. We're past the half hour now, and the phone lines are open right now.
The number is 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602.
This is Margaret Prescott, host of Sojourner Truth. You're going to get the two-hour DVD with no U.S. distributor, Cuba, An African Odyssey. This is an incredible, suppressed, and hidden story. The CIA, they don't want you to know the role that they played undermining the African revolutionaries in the Congo, in Angola, in Namibia, in Guinea-Bissau, and elsewhere. Okay, that's U.S. tax dollars, very involved in it. Reagan administration, very involved in the liberation movements in Angola. Just imagine this. Imagine if the CIA and the Belgians had not killed the young leader, Patrice Lumumba, in the Congo. I remember as a child hearing about Patrice Lumumba. He was the hope not only of the Congo, but the whole continent of Africa and those of us in the diaspora. They had to get rid of Lumumba in order to steal the wealth that's under the ground, all of which is necessary for cell phones. Angola, very, very wealthy in oil. And, well, you know the story with that. You're going to get the two-hour DVD, Cuba, An African Odyssey. I watch it again and again about what happened in the Congo, and it helps you to understand why there's genocide. Yes, genocide happening in the Congo today. 7 million Congolese killed so that corporations could get the wealth from under the ground, creating proxy wars. They could get the diamonds. They could get the cobalt. They could get the uranium. This is history. This is Black history that we all need to know.
The number is 516-620-3602. Or go to give2wbai.org.
Oliver Stone's classic. This is going to be a collector's item of Oliver Stone having a frank conversation with Fidel Castro, looking for Fidel.
516-620-3602.
I've got like how many callers on the line? I've got two callers on the line right now. I need at least three more of you calling. If you could pledge at the $150 level, you can get to take home Cuba, An African Odyssey. Now, a lot of us have had the history with this region in Africa that the Cubans helped to liberate. Angola, you know, very little is known about the early history of Angola, but we know that it was huge in the slave trade. Guinea-Bissau, a similar thing. So a lot of us listening right now have roots in these countries that the Cubans died to help liberate and get rid of those colonial powers who were themselves involved in the slave trade. And South Africa getting involved. There was South Africa and the United States. This is apartheid South Africa, along with the United States, trying to repress the Angolan Revolution. If you don't know the names of Agostinho Neto, of Amilcar Cabral, of Patrice Lumumba, if your children don't know those names, please call us. You could pledge at any level. You could pledge at the $150 level and get this DVD. You go online for the DVD. You're going to have to cough up about $400, close to $400, just to get the real thing. We have the real deal right now. Permission from the filmmaker to get it to you. There's no U.S. distributor. This is a suppressed story. The CIA don't want you to know. The government don't want you to know. We want you to know.
The number is 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. Or go to give2wbai.org.
If you pledge at the $75 level, we have a thank you gift for you, $150 level. All of this you could stretch out over a 12-month period. You could become a sustainer for as little as $5 or $10 a month.
516-620-3602.
I want to quickly now move on to another clip from Cuba, An African Odyssey.
In 1974, the Carnation Revolution in Portugal brought down the dictatorship. Guinea-Bissau was the first colony to be granted independence, and Mozambique quickly followed. Angola was the empire's gem, from where most of the colonial wealth had come. Ending colonial rule there was not going to be simple.
This struggle in Africa broke out after Vietnam. The United States was highly sensitive at the time to the fact that it had been driven from the field in Vietnam and that our opponents, namely Moscow, would take advantage of this period of American weakness or the perception of American weakness to secure geopolitical gains elsewhere. If the MPLA achieved power with its strong connections to the Cubans and to the Russians, you would see the first serious physical penetration of the East Bloc into African affairs. And we regarded that as a strategic threat.
Okay, so there, the U.S. considering Russia a strategic threat. But what they didn't understand is that it was the Cubans, right, who were pushing to support the Angolans. In fact, the Russia only got involved at all because they were angry that the Cubans, that Fidel Castro did not ask their permission to get involved in supporting this liberation movement in Africa. This is a DVD that has no U.S. distributor. It's suppressed information in these United States. You get this DVD. The pledge level is $150. Cuba and African Odyssey. It's a two-hour film online. To get the real deal is close to $400. Today, we're offering it up at $150 level. I want to give a special shout out to people who are listening who have not pledged before. Please pledge now. Looking for Fidel DVD with Oliver Stone.
The number is 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602.
I now want to go on to another clip quickly about the final clash in Angola and Cuba's role in signing peace accords. This is a pivotal moment in helping to bring down apartheid in South Africa and freeing Nelson Mandela. And one of the reasons that one of the first trips Nelson Mandela made when he got out of prison was to go to visit Cuba.
All the pieces were in place for a final showdown. It was only a week to November 11th, and all the warring parties were converging on Luanda. It seemed that the new nation would be strangled at birth. The final clash took place at Kifongondo, only 30 miles from the capital. The MPLA won the decisive battle at Kifongondo, and on the night of November 11th, 1975, 400 years of Portuguese colonialism ended. Agostinho Neto was recognized as Angola's first president. The fighting did not stop with the Declaration of Independence. The United States did not recognize Neto's presidency and was more adamant than ever to dislodge his Soviet-backed government. But the American Congress feared that they would get entangled in another Vietnam, so they decided to prohibit all U.S. clandestine support to Angola. Once the U.S. supplies dried up, the MPLA managed to contain its local rivals. The South African army also withdrew from Angola, but it continued to arm and train Jonas Savimbi's UNITA rebels. Agostinho Neto had won the first round of the battle for independence, so he invited Fidel Castro to celebrate the victory his army had helped win. It was a moment of glory for Cuba. Since the 1960s, Fidel had supported no less than 17 African revolutions, but none of his ventures had been as successful as this. African leaders competed to express their personal gratitude. For 3 weeks, Fidel toured the continent where he was treated as a hero of African independence. Cuba's internationalist policy had finally borne fruit. In the late 1970s, Angola no longer made international headlines. On December 22, 1988, almost 1 month to the day before the end of Ronald Reagan's presidency, peace accords were signed in New York. The parties simultaneously signed documents granting Namibia's independence and ensuring the withdrawal of Cuban troops from Angola. The withdrawal of 450,000 Cubans was scheduled to take place over 30 months, ending 13 years of Cuban military presence in Angola. A month short of the deadline, the last Cuban soldier left the African soil. With him ended the epic of Cuba's military support for African revolutions. The total number of Cuban casualties remains one of the island's best-kept secrets. But military historians agree that at least 10,000 Cubans died in Angola. The battle to liberate Africa from colonialism had been won, but the war conducted in the name of real independence is still being fought. Revolutionaries like Che Guevara, Patrice Lumumba, Amilcar Cabral, and Agostinho Neto are today icons all over the continent. Their words still echo in African shanty towns as inspiration to follow if Africans are to change their lot. The means to achieve true independence may be different today, but this objective has never changed.
The number is 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602.
I'm making a last call for Cuba, an African Odyssey, this classic two-hour DVD that has, this film has no U.S. distributor. This is a suppressed story. Did you know that Cuba supported at least 17 African revolutions on the continent? That on the continent of Africa, that Cuba is seen as a hero, not the way we see Cuba today, that over 10,000 Cubans died fighting for the liberation of Africa. Do you care about Africa? I'm making a last call for this material because I don't make my goal for this hour. I cannot offer this classic Cuba, an African Odyssey any longer. You want to, you know, people spend as much, close to $400. I think it's $395 to get the real copy of this Cuba, an African Odyssey. I've got permission to offer it to you at the $150 level. I need 15 more people calling and pledging at the $150 level to make our goal for this hour.
The number is 516-620-3602.
This is the last call for it. That's it, people. You're going to get the two-hour Cuba and African Odyssey DVD. You're going to get Oliver Stone's classic Academy Award-winning director Oliver Stone's Looking for Fidel DVD. You know, Fidel is an elder now. Who knows how much longer Fidel is going to be, you know, with us in this world. This is a collector's item here.
The number is 516-620-3602. Or go to give2wbai.org.
Patrice Lumumba, when the Congo declared its independence from Belgium in 1960, the 36-year-old self-educated Patrice Lumumba became the first prime minister of this newly independent state. But he had powerful enemies, the United States, Belgium, the corporations that wanted the wealth under the ground in Congo. The demise of Patrice Lumumba, the CIA in Belgium, assassination of Lumumba, using Mobutu, their guy on the ground, helped to make the way for the genocide that's happening in the Congo today.
The number is 516-620-3602.
This is Margaret Prescott. If I could get a matching pledge now of $1,000 or a $500 matching pledge, that would really help us to meet our goal for this hour. I've got to raise another $2,000, and I've got 9 minutes in which to do it. This is Margaret Prescott, host of Sojourner Truth. I have to believe that in you, that you want to help us to get stories out that not covered on mainstream media, not even on the public radio and television stations. Where have you seen this film, Cuba, an African Odyssey? It played in the Pan-African Film Festival a couple of years ago, but other than that,
You can't see this film in the United States. You can't even, there's no distributor for the DVD in the United States. I had to track down the filmmaker in Paris and make a special arrangement with her to offer this to you at the $150 level. And I need at least 15 of you calling and pledging at the $150 level. If not, I can't make this DVD available to our audience anymore. So you want it, you go pay the $395 to get the original one online. What can I tell you? But you can call and pledge at the $150 level and you get to take this home.
516-620-3602.
This is our fun drive. We've got a goal to make here. We've got to keep this show on the air. We've got to keep the doors open. Don't take this show, Sojourner Truth, with myself, Margaret Prescott, for granted. The government not writing us any checks. We can't do it alone. We need you, the listener. I need to know how many calls are on the line right now.
The number is 516-620-3602.
This is the last call right now for this material. So if the lines are busy, stay with us. We're going to get to you. Please keep calling us. The phone lines are not full. Two lucky people could get through right now.
516-620-3602. 516-620-3602.
John Ricks, he's taking home that $395 value for the pledge level of $150 for Cuba and African Odyssey. This is it, people. I can't do this any longer. I can't tell you how hard I worked to try to get this DVD. I know Jihan El Tahari, the filmmaker, she had access to the Cuban government's archives, to the archives in the then Soviet Union. That's how she was able to make this film. She had to convince the station head of the CIA in the Congo to be able to speak the truth about what happened and his orders that he got from Washington, D.C. to kill Patrice Lumumba. This is the truth of the matter. We're Sojourner Truth. We want you to help us get the truth out.
The number is 516-620-3602 or go to give2wbai.org.
Purcell taking home Cuba and African Odyssey. I actually want to just play a short clip now from Cuba and African Odyssey, summarizing it so that you know what you're going to get for Cuba and African Odyssey, $12.50 a month over a 12-month period, and you get this incredible material, two-hour film suppressed in the United States, no U.S. distributor. This is a collector's item. Every, you know, generations to come need to see this. If you care about Africa, you care about Black folks, you care about where our ancestors came from, Guinea-Bissau and Angola and Namibia, Cuba, 10,000 of them died for the liberation of these countries.
The number is 516-620-3602.
Let's hear now more from Cuba and African Odyssey.
July 1991 in Havana. It is Nelson Mandela's first trip outside Africa since his release from 27 years of prison. But why would the legend of struggle against oppression decide that the first person he wants to thank for helping to end apartheid is Fidel Castro, the very man who is regarded in the West as an oppressor of his own people? Fidel Castro and 500,000 Cubans took part in the African wars, which ultimately ended colonialism. This little-known story began in 1960, only a year after Cuban revolutionaries triumphed. Their struggle had captured people's imagination, and the young feisty leaders, Fidel Castro and Che Guevara, emerged from 3 years of guerrilla war as heroes. The wave of independence in Africa was spreading like wildfire. That year alone, 17 African countries gained independence, and 30 others started their revolutionary armed struggle. African revolutionaries were looking to the Cubans as a model for their own independence. Cuba was living proof that David could beat Goliath. Che Guevara was revolted, and his speech gave a clear signal that Cuba intended to act. The case of Patrice Lumumba in the Congo was symbolic of how African independence would be crushed by Cold War strategic interests. It was Lumumba's assassination
that sparked a new era for many African revolutionaries, and with it started the epic of Cuba and Africa.
The number is 516-620-3602, or go to give2wbai.org.
This is such a moving film. This is such an incredible film. Cuba and African Odyssey, no U.S. distributor. To get the real film online, about $395 today, you can get it as your thank you gift for pledging $150 to support this show. That's $12.50 a month for a pledge level at $150. But here's the deal. I've got about 2 minutes, less than 2 minutes. I need to raise another $1,800 to meet our goal for this hour. If we don't make our goal, I can't offer this material. It would break my heart. I went to so much trouble. I had to find Jihan El-Tahar. I didn't even know where to find her, okay? Found her in Paris somewhere and had to negotiate with her to get the film, for us to be able to get copies of the film, to be able to offer it to you, because there's no U.S. distributor. There is a reason why. You know, those of us of African descent, those of us who believe in human rights, we will not forget the sacrifice of the Cuban people, over 10,000 dying, to lift the stranglehold of colonialism on Africa. This is a hidden story. Hardly anybody knows this story. Nobody knows anything about it, okay? Cuba and African Odyssey, a two-hour DVD. Oliver Stone's Looking for Fidel DVD. That's a collector's item, a classic.
The number is 516-620-3602.
You know, those of us of African descent, we're never going to forget, okay, the stranglehold of colonialism and the history of slavery on the continent of Africa. We have to together free Africa, whatever race we are, whether we're of African descent, European descent, from Latin and South America. This world will not be free if Africa is not free.
The number is 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602.
I want to thank all of you for calling and pledging. I want to go in and answer your phone call, but you know what? If the phone lines are busy, don't give up. Stay with us. I want to make a last call for this incredible material. This is Margaret Prescott, host of Sojourner Truth. Help me to get the truth around. Teach the truth to the youth. Thank you for calling and pledging. I need to raise another $1,500 in the next few minutes. So help us out here. Keep calling us. This is your host, Margaret Prescott.
The number is 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. Or go to give2wbai.org.
This is DJ Hard-Hitting Harry, producer and co-host of Haitian All-Stars Radio, heard right here on WBAI 99.5 FM. Tune in for a special day and time on Saturday, October 8th, from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. as we broadcast live for the WBAI October Fund Drive. Join us as we raise funds, as well as play great music that Team Haitian All-Stars is known for. We look forward to your valued and continued support of WBAI on behalf of our radio show, Haitian All-Stars. To make a contribution, call 516-620-3602 or visit give2wbai.org. Don't miss Haitian All-Stars Radio in a special day and time, Saturday, October 8th, 3 p.m. to 5 p.m., right here on listener-sponsored WBAI 99.5 FM, your community station.
It's 2 a.m.
Thank you. This is your old friend Radio's Uncle Sidney. Well, it's fundraising time again, and like you, I can't help but notice how badly these things are crapping out. Geez, we've tried everything on you, Rubes. Magic beans, tinfoil mind reading hats, even them special glasses that lets you see folks naked. Hell, we even told the truth a few times. No dice. I thought we was doomed. However, there's a solution. Yes, a solution. And it was right under our noses the whole time. Yes, moms and dads, girls and boys. Yes, from now on, as supplies last with every subscription to our beloved WBAI, that's WBAI.org, with every sub, we'll send you, yes, you, a liberally weighted nickel bag of genuine medical marijuana. Oh, yes, we've come into possession of a rather vast amount of this green and natural miracle weed, which, by the way, has been thoroughly tested by our staff. So if you want to support Radio WBAI and have your mind thoroughly blown, then call today and join the WBAI family. You'll be glad you did. This offer void where prohibited by law. The proceeding was a work of satire. Please don't arrest us.
The WBAI Community Advisory Board is holding open meetings for all to attend on the first and third Sundays at the atrium at 60 Wall Street in New York. So, what's the CAB? Well, we advise management on programming and we volunteer and help out at the station. So please come, bring all your questions and your opinions. And again, that's on the first and third Sundays of the month at the atrium at 60 Wall Street, New York. New York, New York.